Through the night, young Iranians set the streets on fire, venting their anger at an election they insist was stolen. The government's response, violence. Armor-clad police attacking protesters from the backs of speeding motorcycles. The crowd lashing back with sticks, rocks, anything they could find. Protesters forced riot police off this motorcycle and burned it.
When they feel like they cheated, they can come out and ask for the right.
It was a weekend full of turmoil. The protests sparked when the government declared hardline President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad the landslide winner over his more moderate challenger, Mir Hussein Mousavi, who many here believed had been leading the race. Our shooting permission revoked by police, we filmed the protests on our cell phones.
Down, down with the dictator. That's what the protesters have been shouting. The dictator, in their view, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Hundreds of riot police just down the end of the street on motorcycles, swinging batons, attacking protesters.
The government is now tightening its grip. Iran's supreme religious leader, the most powerful man in the country, ordered Iranians to respect the result.
President Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, everybody likes him.
And you voted for him.
Yeah, everybody likes him. We support him, we like him.
And President Ahmadinejad made a show of his own popular support. Tens of thousands flooding into a central Tehran square Sunday.
Today, Iran's supreme leader has launched an investigation into allegations of voter fraud, allegations he initially